Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Coach Cage. We're going into part two of the best of the worst. First things first, I want to apologize to everybody. I know this podcast, we was supposed to record it a couple weeks ago. My sincere apologies. We are recording this on February the 24th in 2019. Please refer back to part one. Get the thoughts, get the statements, get the insights. If you got any questions, you can always send them to me at divorcethepass@gmail.com. Again, my email is divorcethepass@gmail.com. If you got questions, comments, feedback, the floor is open for you. The best of the worst. What does that mean? As I said in part one, it was inspired by Mr. Krim. Shout out to Ernest Krim, runner for, I think it's District 3, councilman. Best of faith to you, my brother. I believe you'll do an awesome job. Go out and support Mr. Ernest Krim. These two podcast episodes was inspired by a conversation that him and I was involved in reference to our students. You have to go back and listen to part one to get the gist of everything and understand the origin connected to these two podcasts. But my question for us today is the best of the worst. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean to you? Ponder it. I'm going to give you a thought to consider. There is an awesome video on YouTube by Dr. Miles Monroe. May he rest in heaven. May he rest in peace. It is entitled The 10 Keys to Success. I would admonish you and send you that direction and tell you to go and check it out. He gives a whole bunch of practical wisdom and knowledge and application in regards to being successful according to your purpose. One of the examples that he shares in this video is when he was a young man in school, and he had a situation where his teacher gave him a test, the entire class. He got the highest grade in the class. But if my memory serves me right, the grade was either a D or possibly an F. In any event, it was a low grade. And he took the paper, he took the test back to his mom, and his mom got on him. His mom laid into him. And the story that he tells in the video, he says that she told him that you're a disgrace and the teacher should be fired. Now, that's harsh, but it is what it is. In his mind, as he related to us in the video, he felt as though he was successful, but he was not. He was the best of the worst. He got the highest grade according to his peers, but he did not meet the expectation of his teacher. The best of the worst. Now, this is super important. I'm really going to focus on the word accountability for today. And I want you to grasp that understanding of accountability, because if I am only accountable to me in regards to my life, then I will never, ever truly be successful. If I'm living my life how I want to, outside of my purpose, why I was created, destiny, where I'm going, according to why I was created, then I will never reach true success. I can experience success on different levels, but if it's outside of who I am, then that is what's called failure. You may feel like that's harsh, but it's the truth. It's not harsh. It's the truth. Because when truth comes, we're accustomed to people sugarcoating things. And when the truth comes to us, it feels harsh, but it's not. It is what it is. You think back to his story. If he met his teacher's expectation, then he's truly successful. The expectation that the teacher has is outside of his thought process. In his mind, he may say, if I get an A in this class, I'm successful. And that's true, because that's an expectation that has been set outside of him. That expectation was set before he even walked into the class. I tell students oftentimes, you're not successful by your own terms. You're successful based on the terms that I give you, whether it be academically or behaviorally. Let's relate this and let's connect this to the world we live in now. If you find yourself doing things that other people are doing, and I talked about this in part one, it does not mean that you are successful. You can have money and not be successful. You can be doing things and be stable or be above water, whatever term that we would like to use, and still not truly experience success, because success is connected to your true identity. Anything outside of who I am is not success. It is failure. I'm not a failure, but what I'm doing, what I'm doing is a failure. That's what the best of the worst. This is when peer pressure comes into play. Negative peer pressure. Negative, when you think about the word negative, always think in your mind to subtract or take away from. You think about positive, you think about add to. When I say negative peer pressure, we find ourselves, whether you're my age, whether you are in your mid-40s or you're a teenager, we find ourselves role modeling other individuals who are not walking or have realized their true identity, their purpose, and destiny. And when we role model or walk after those individuals, we're missing it. We're missing it. So I want to give you that thought to, I want to give you that thought to consider in connection to what's being said. You will realize your full potential when you discover your purpose. I repeat, you will realize your full potential when you discover your purpose, when you discover why you created. You don't find your purpose, you discover it, because your purpose is on the inside of you. It has to be uncovered in order for you to see. Once you're able to see why you were created, your decisions align with that revelation. And that's how you walk in success. And that's how you move away from being the best of the worst. Another aspect I would throw out there to you in regards to the best of the worst, before we wrap this podcast up, is that we have the tendency to be in competition. We look at what somebody else is doing. I can do better than them. Which takes us away from pulling from them. If that person is walking in their purpose and destiny, the competition will not allow you to ask questions. You'll ask questions trying to get ahead of the next person. And sometimes people are real secretive with how they got someplace. For whatever reason, maybe they had a negative life experience. But if you find yourself competing with other individuals, then that is a problem in our mentalities. Because whatever your purpose is not my purpose. Our purpose, the end result is the same, but how we get there, the methods will be different. I don't have to be in competition with you. You don't have to be in competition with me. We can collaborate and help each other reach our full potential, discover our purpose, and restore our families and our communities. My last thought that I will leave you with is that you will realize your full potential when you connect with the right person and begin hanging around the right people. The right person, me being a Christian, me being a believer, is God. Once you connect and get a relationship with Him, all your relationships will flow from that relationship. You'll be divinely aligned with the right people, and you will realize your purpose. You will realize your identity and your destiny, and you will reach your full potential. And no longer will you be the best of the worst, because you will always be meeting the expectation that's set for you in regards to accountability. People that are not accountable to anybody will never be successful, because you're going to be accountable to your teachers, your parents, young people, your coaches, seasoned people. You're going to be accountable to your employees, employers, partners, wives, husbands, children. We are always accountable to someone else. This allows us to stretch past our predetermined, self-imposed comfort zone and limitations. In turn, expedites the process and the journey of us reaching our full potential. This is Coach Cage. I'm signing out. Thank you all for being patient. I apologize to you for keeping the goods away, but they're not released. Now the ball is in your court. Take what's being said, meditate on it, ponder it, personalize it. If you need some help applying it or with some strategy, feel free to shoot out to me. I'm here to serve. You can connect with me at divorcethepass@gmail.com. Everybody have an awesome week. And be great at who you are. Don't be great at who you're not. Be great at who you are. Talk with you soon.